Keith here from Lewis Jewelers. I would like to say thank you to all the people who have entrusted us to create a custom piece of jewelry. What a gift it is when people share their heirlooms and stories with us. Some good, some sad. However, taking those family items and giving them new life for the next generation is truly an honor. Whether it's for a new engagement ring from a family diamond passed down, or just consolidating many items into one new amazing piece, my job is a blast and always an adventure every day. Our custom process has changed over the years, however. We now have a state-of-the-art CAD program that brings to life that new creation right in front of you with our guidance and artistic abilities. But the reaction is still the same every time. A smile that goes from ear to ear. Again, from our team of trusted advisors at Lewis Jewelers, we thank you for letting us be a part of your life's journey. Lewis Jewelers, celebrate
the moments. Fair Estate Fridays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery in Big Rapids. Support those who support the dogs and visit Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery today.
It's time for another Fair Estate Friday interview, and Bulldog head football coach Tony Anise will join us in a moment. The second-ranked Bulldogs in D2 football head to Caledonia, just south of Grand Rapids, to face Davenport in a battle of West Michigan unbeaten teams on Saturday at the Farmers Insurance Athletic Complex. Kickoff is at noon tomorrow, and the Dogs are coming off a dominating 38-10 homecoming win over Northern Michigan last Saturday atop Taggart Field, and they're 4-0 on the season, 2-0 in the GLIAC, and Davenport heads into the tilt with a 3-0 mark, and the Panthers are 1-0 in conference action, and Coach Anise is standing by here on the Huge Show across Michigan. And Coach, mixed emotions when you play Davenport, because one of your former assistants, Davenport head football coach Sparky McEwen, will be on the other side.
Yeah, it's always fun, though. You know, he's done a great job there at Davenport. They play really hard. His son is AJ, who played for me up here at Ferris. And he's got at least three other guys on his staff that have coached for us here at some point in time. So it's great to see those guys. I wish they weren't doing such a great job. It makes it very challenging to go play them, for sure.
And kind of, like I said, that mixed emotion mantra, because Sparky took over when Davenport was just launching a football program, and I think you have to be proud of what he's been able to do so far in building up Davenport football, especially when they made the move to D2 and the GLIAC.
No, very proud. He, you know, we first coached against each other in 2000, so 19 years ago. I was at Muskegon, he was at Creston, and we were friends for a long time, you know, just as coaching, high school coaching colleagues. And then when I got the job here at Ferris, I hired him. He was one of my first hires. And we had some great years together, and we used to ride back and forth to Grand Rapids. And he's a good friend, and he's doing a great job there.
Ferris, like I mentioned, 2-0 all time against Davenport. That game will be at noon tomorrow in Caledonia, on the campus of Davenport University, just south of GR, and the Dogs roll in at 4-0, but they've utilized three different starting QBs in their four wins this season. Sophomore Evan Cummings out of Livonia Churchill made his first collegiate start last week in the win over Northern Michigan, and injuries and things piling up, and when you can use three different quarterbacks, Tony, yet you're still undefeated, that has to make you happy.
No, it does. And certainly, you know, that's just kind of a product of how we run our program. Evan played last year in the playoffs. He scored two touchdowns in two different playoff games. Travis Russell's had a lot of starts here. And obviously, Jay Rue is, you know, the reigning, you know, Harlan Hill Trophy winner. But, you know, we share reps, 100% shared reps through three guys. So, you know, if we're doing a 7-on-7, you know, the one guy goes for, you know, 8 plays, the next guy goes for 8, and the next guy goes for 8. We've done that now for quite a long time, so it really helps build our depth. And everybody has confidence in Evan. Travis is coming back this week, and so, you know, we feel like we're starting to get healthy, but proud that we're able to win with all three of those guys starting.
By the way, Ferris State football has won its last 13 games on the road. And I always say on the Huge Radio Network, at any level, champions are born on the road. The Dogs are also 21-1 in the month of October, dating back to 2014. And Ferris State football has not dropped a regular season game to a current GLIAC school other than Ashland or Grand Valley since the same date 6 years ago, and that was against Saginaw Valley State. So beyond the quarterbacks and being able to go three deep, looking at Davenport, what do you think is a key for a Ferris State win tomorrow in Caledonia?
Well, first we got to hold on to the ball. Last week we had five turnovers, which really made it very challenging to you know, get rhythm and confidence. So we need to hold on to the ball. They're a big play offense. They've got some real good weapons. He's done a nice job of building his program around athletic guys. So we got to minimize explosive plays. And then, you know, when you win the turnover battle, minimize explosive plays, and then, you know, play, you know, good team ball without, you know, the breakdowns and penalties that you know, you can have in the game. I think those are the key components to us being successful.
Tony Neese, head football coach at Ferris State. And since 2014, Dog football registers a 47-3 overall mark in GLIAC regular season action. The Dogs are now 60-3 overall in regular season action since closing out the 2013 season. The Dogs own the nation's best overall record over the past five seasons, 64-8. Under Coach Anise, and Ferris State is seeking its sixth consecutive NCAA D2 playoff football appearance. Ferris State also owns the best mark of all 21 collegiate programs in the state of Michigan and all GLIAC programs since Tony arrived in Big Rapids in 2012. So after Saturday's road game tomorrow in Davenport, or at Davenport, just south of GR, next week the Dogs are also on the road at Wayne State for a Saturday night game on October 12th. The Bulldogs will be back at home October 19th versus Northwood and October 26th against Saginaw Valley State. Tickets for those games at Top Taggart Field in Big Rapids are on sale now. Go to ferrisstatebulldogs.com or call 231-591-2888 for info. Tony, safe travels from Big Rapids down to Caledonia. Good luck tomorrow against Davenport, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate you having me on.
Tony Anise, head football coach at Ferris State University, joining us for another Ferris State Friday interview.
Ferris State Fridays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by Crankers Restaurant and Brewery in Big Rapids. Support those who support the Dogs and visit Crankers Restaurant and Brewery today.